It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Mernal with KRWG News. New Mexico's continuing efforts to promote renewable energy, the New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
As New Mexico leans into renewable energy goals, clean air advocates highlighted both progress and challenges during a recent visit by America's top energy official. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm visited the state as the Biden administration looks to promote renewable energy initiatives. Solera Hughes with Moms Clean Air Force New Mexico met with the secretary to explain the state's clean energy transition efforts and highlight air quality problems created by the oil and gas industry.
We have a few things that are pretty unique about the way our legislative system works and how oil and gas functions in New Mexico and how we can be a leader in kind of a transition away from fossil fuels.
While carbon dioxide is by far the largest contributor to climate change, a recent report suggested that 30 to 50% of the current rise in temperatures is due to methane emissions. Analysis by the Environmental Defense Fund in 2020 estimated that New Mexico's oil and gas companies emit more than 1 million metric tons of methane annually. Hughes says New Mexico needs both new state and federal methane rules.
We can make changes here in New Mexico, as any state can, but when we're talking about oil and gas and air pollution and climate change, we're talking about problems that cross boundaries. So having a strong federal regulation is really important.
Hughes notes that meetings with Granholm also included discussions about New Mexico's efforts to lower utility costs.
We're looking at electrification within our homes and solutions that help to ensure children have some sort of equity within their home and make it affordable for families that can't afford it, because it is an environmental justice issue as well.
I'm Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Let's go to a local viewpoint. Should Las Cruces residents be forced to subsidize the expansion of gas service to new areas? Some say that's a terrible idea, including commentator Peter Goodman.
We're pushing toward less dependence on fossil fuels, but the Las Cruces natural gas utility hopes to expand. That could increase rates 75% for small businesses and 30% for residential customers. And that's during a 30-month storm rider already added to bills and during a business-killing pandemic. For example, the utility wants to spend nearly $6 million to expand into Talavera. Talaverans aren't all enthusiastic about paying $5,000 to hook up with the city. When I lived out there, the propane company checked our tank constantly, topping it off when necessary, and we never ran out. The utility's economic justification assumed all 960 parcels of land out there would sign up. Some parcels are still desert. About 400 owners expressed some interest responding to a survey that allegedly implied the $5,000 would be waived. So far, 19 owners have hooked up. Even with 400, current customers would be helping fund the hookups. I'm betting they don't get 200. An independent study funded by the Green Chamber of Commerce says that with 200, existing customers would subsidize 4.8 of the $5.8 million cost, or $23,000 per customer. Ratepayers would pay to allow Talavera residents to switch from propane to natural gas. But how many would switch to all solar within a decade? Natural gas is on the way out. As the affluent turn to solar, poorer customers will be left paying higher rates. Maintaining the expanded system will cost more, with fewer customers to pay the bill. The utility argues that the investments are amortized over time and that some are for future redundancy. But how much time is left? As to redundancy, they hope to connect the lines into a huge circle, which would allow gas to reach a customer from either direction in case of a problem. But that's planned for 2030. Will we still be building gas lines then? They also say that when the utilities build infrastructure, it's generally utilized later, pretty fully, with development infill, changing rates, and other factors. I'm watching two world views collide. One sees clearly that global warming means we must rapidly exit fossil fuel dependence. But the utility bureaucracy doggedly seeks to grow the customer base, citing actual past experience, without fully recognizing we may be playing a whole new ballgame. Our city council understands that, I think, but customers with an opinion should express it to their councilors, or attend the Las Cruces Utilities Board meeting September 9th at 3 p.m.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.